On Monday, David Paterson was sworn in as the new governor of New York to raucous cheers. The very next day, he held an extraordinary news conference with his wife, in which they both acknowledged having extramarital affairs. Governor Paterson said he had affairs with a number of women several years ago. Paterson became governor when Elliot Spitzer resigned after reports that he hired prostitutes. Just another week in New York politics. Fred Dicker joins us from Albany to talk about it. He's state editor for the New York Post. Fred, you've been there for many, many years. Have you ever seen a news conference quite like this one yesterday?
Never, and that was the consensus amongst the press corps. Frankly, some of us felt like we were going to take at least a figurative shower after it was over. It was just so icky, so uncomfortable.
Interesting, though, because both of them were quite forthright in saying this was a troubled patch in our marriage. We worked it out. We're together, and things are fine now.
Well, they did say that. How forthright they were, I'm not sure. This seemed to have occurred under some duress, at least on the new governor's part. Why the governor and his wife volunteered that his wife had had an extramarital affair, nobody can figure out. That wasn't really relevant to anybody's inquiries. And it did seem as if the governor seemed to be blaming his wife at one point during this extraordinary press conference when he said that he was so infused with jealousy that that's one of the reasons he was pursuing other relationships, because he had jealousy from his having learned that his wife was in an extramarital relationship. And I and others said to him, Governor, aren't you just saying that it's your wife's fault? I mean, that she made you do it? And he goes, well, that's not really what I was saying. But implicit in his position is that that is what he was saying.
Let's listen to a bit of Governor Paterson's explanation for why he was coming clean in this news conference.
I didn't want to be compromised. I didn't want to be blackmailed. I didn't want to hesitate taking an action because the person on the other end might hurt me or my family.
Fred, what do you think? Does that seem reasonable to you?
Not to me. This is a governor with 2,000 state police under his command. Last I knew, blackmail was illegal in New York. If somebody tries to blackmail you, you have a right to have them arrested and criminally charged. In addition, the idea that with the massive state government that we have, that he's going to stumble as governor on somebody who might be able to kind of affect his official action because he was involved in a personal relationship with him, either suggests that he doesn't fully understand how big this state is, or he's been involved with far more people than any of us have realized.
You know, when the revelations came out about Elliot Spitzer, the knives were drawn. It seemed like everyone wanted to pile on. And in this case, though, it seems sort of like there's a collective yawn in Albany. It doesn't seem like the Republicans want to make anything of this. What do you think is going to happen now?
Well, I mean, there were very different circumstances. Spitzer was involved in criminal conduct, and he had held himself out as Mr. Public Integrity, Sheriff of Wall Street, et cetera, et cetera. He had been an attorney general. David Paterson is not a lawyer, although he certainly is sworn to uphold the laws of New York, but there's no suggestion here that laws have been broken. But there is a feeding frenzy in the press as we speak, with people pursuing various angles. Were public funds used? Were campaign funds used? If they were, to pay any of these women or to cover expenses, that could be something illegal. And so I think a lot of people have questions about whether all the facts are out there now. And the consensus is amongst highest levels of state officials that Governor Paterson has damaged himself and that his tactic of trying to be preemptive has not worked well, and that, in fact, he has been damaged by his admissions.
Meantime, as these questions remain, there's a nearly $5 billion budget gap in New York.
And growing. And the state's budget, which is an annual budget, of course, is due in 2 weeks.
So can the governor move past this business about infidelity and deal with the business at hand for the state of New York?
Well, that's a $64 question. We'll see as he tries. The legislative leaders have certainly pledged cooperation with him. I think everyone in government wants to see the government function smoothly and well. Very difficult choices have to be made, though. And by his own admission, he, the other day, compared himself to a kid taking a final exam who never went to the classes. I mean, he was lieutenant governor, but the reality is lieutenant governors often aren't kept abreast of all that's going on, and he's got a sharp learning curve now because he's not very knowledgeable on what's been going on.
Fred Dicker, thanks so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
That's Fred Dicker, state editor for the New York Post, speaking with us from the Capitol in Albany.